Very pleased to have with us Councillor Rod Fyfe, who, of course, along with the rest of the crew of the City of Greater Bendigo and the East Affair Committee, are very excited. And the big launch, online launch yesterday of the Bendigo Easter Fair tells us this year it's happening. Rod, good morning.
A huge sigh of relief.
Yeah. At what point did you reckon that everybody thought, we got this, it's going ahead?
I think for most of us it was dribs and drabs. Before Christmas, with the announcements that were coming and so on like that, I thought, you know, we stand a better than 90% chance of having it.
Yeah.
But just after Christmas, by the time it got to February,
She's on.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Let's rise to the occasion now.
And you certainly have, because there's some changes to it this year as well. I guess a couple of biggies. The parade this year on the Monday.
That's right, yes. And the torchlight procession on the Sunday. So people do need to be mindful of that, that there is that change this year, simply because we want to give it the nod to 150 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And for so long the parade was on the Monday.
Right. Do you think it'll be and it may be more up to the committee, I guess, but do you think it'll be a permanent move back to a Monday or
No. We've got the 3 days, and we Monday's a recovery day for the for the volunteers and staff and so on like that. And if I can just take a moment to say, look, if you're interested in volunteering, please go to the website and sign up, because you can do it for a couple of hours, you can do it for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking off air about the fact that volunteers are still needed. And, you know, what sort of things the volunteers do?
Oh, look, it can be from manning stalls, information booths and so on like that, through to actively setting up or taking down, or maybe even just directing people to where to go. So
yeah.
It is exciting. Sometimes the hours are a bit daunting, like at 7 o'clock in the morning, but yeah, you can choose that.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to have or feel that you have a special skill in any particular area to be a volunteer. No,
true. You're right. You don't have to have and you will get some training and someone like that. So we do have requirements that we need to put people through, but it's. And it's great to be able to walk away and say, look, I volunteered for the 150th anniversary.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Yes. Now, the other thing, too, that it's the, if I'm correct, it's the first solo outing for the new Dragon as well.
You're spot on.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. It's the first one for Daigun Long. So that's something that we always look forward to, is the Sun Long, or whoever the dragon is at the time.
Yeah.
And certainly I think all of us remember that the last Easter festival we had all four out.
Yes.
Which was just, I still get goosebumps about that.
It's one of the things that that I really love about the fair, and being still a relative newbie to the area, is the fact that the whole the dragon and the Chinese aspect to it, which obviously is paying homage to our heritage, but it gives it an extra almost emotional or spiritual level than, you know, just a fair where there's a, you know, Ferris wheel and fairy floss.
You're right. And many of those fairs were just as you say, with the fairy floss and Ferris wheel, they've gone by the board. Whereas this one, because of the, well, partly at least due to the Chinese component of it.
Yeah.
It's really a parade within a parade, the Chinese section.
Now, I know, Rod, you used to be a maths teacher. Just do your sums. Now, how many Easter festivals have you been involved in?
A number off the radar.
Yeah. I was going to say there wasn't another bloke who has a fair involvement in Easter with long hair and a beard who said, oh, geez, Rod, you still around?
I keep telling people I was there at the first one, so I've got a good reference point.
Yeah, no, that is very good.
No, it's great.
And the general entertainment that's coming up over the period of time, there'll be so many things on?
You're right. Starting out with the Easter egg hunt with 85,000 Easter eggs, and I eat 40,000 for breakfast every morning, but yeah, no, not really. But moving right through. And one of the key things is that there is a lot of free or very, very low-cost entertainment. So families with young children can come in and really enjoy it. And the fact that it's spread around Rosslyn Park means that the kids can run around with bare feet on the lawns and so on like that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's very important, particularly over the past couple of years, the fact that a lot of people, you know, have done it tough too.
Yes, so. Yeah, that's right. And for my money, when you've got kids, it's hard to keep them entertained over Easter.
Yeah.
This is one way of doing it, where you can come out every day, maybe late in the morning, early in the afternoon, stay for a while, go home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you're not too light in the pocket.
Just finally, so if people want to find out more, the online launch yesterday, so I guess at the City of Greater Bendigo, all the Easter Fair websites would be the places to go?
Easter Fair website's the one to go to.
Okay, yep. And just Google it in and it'll all come up.
It will. It will. And lay it all out there before you, all Whitey Odd Plus events and all that sort of stuff.
Yep,
just fantastic.
We'll be down there broadcasting each and every day as well. Really looking forward to that. And
we thank you very much for doing that, because it is great to get that publicity and you do a brilliant job. So thank you, Gold.
Ah, thank you very much. And Rod, thanks for popping in this morning and having a chat to us, and all the very best. Look forward to catching up with you over the Easter Festival.
You will.
Good on you. Rod Fife joining us in the studio. It is the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Central Victoria.